And so you can do pretty well if you get the right kind of gigs. Maybe some musicians were making anywhere from $800 to probably $1,500 a week. And then when you have something like this happen, it's just like all that money just evaporates. And also we're going into a festival season where people are playing outdoors and concerts. And usually on those concerts, it's usually a bigger payday for a lot of musicians. So all those dates are canceled as well.
Who can apply for the funds?
If you make your money as a musician gigging, please apply. You know, there's some musicians that teach full-time in colleges and have other kind of gigs, which is cool. But there are other musicians out there, and they just rely solely or mostly from playing dates and traveling and playing in different venues. We felt like we needed to do something to support these musicians.
How can the money be used by musicians?
Whatever you need to do to just take care of your families, take care of yourselves. A lot of people talk about music and art being as a measurable value. You know, it just adds so much to our lives and you can't measure it. But actually, I actually think that you can measure it in a way because it, you know, you go out to Slippery Noodle or they go to the Jazz Kitchen, all these venues they pay to see, and those establishments pay the musicians, they keep the restaurant workers working. It's a very valuable part of our society and really is kind of the lifeblood of our economy in a lot of urban areas and cities.
The jazz musicians are the original gig workers, as are the hospitality industry, and they're all kind of interwoven. And this is a great way for people to give back and help support them now when they need it the most.
Yes, exactly.
Are you establishing a board or a committee to determine who gets the money and how much?
Right. We have the Penrod Society that is involved, and they've kicked in $5,000 to this effort. Indianapolis Jazz Foundation, who's put $5,000 into the effort just to kick it off, and the Jazz Kitchen as well as Allen's Music Group. We have all those organizations involved. We have a committee of five people, and two people will be from Penrod, two people will be from the Jazz Fest, a person from the Jazz Kitchen, and a person from Allen Music Group. And then they'll sit in that panel and go through the applications, and hopefully everybody that applies will get some money. That's my hope.
The goal is to reach $50,000 and distribute that immediately. But if people continue to contribute money, will the fund keep going?
Yeah, I hope so. It's a great way to support our music community. You know, since we can't go out and see them in the venues and in the clubs and the bars, we can, you know, appreciate them and celebrate them and supporting them in this really strange time, you know, when there's not, you know, basically the economy has come to a screeching halt.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Jill.